U.S. The decision of the Trump administration to pause U.S. foreign aid has substantially disrupted the supply of HIV treatments in 8 countries. The World Health Organization, WHO, warned, raising concerns about an evolving health crisis. WHO reported that Haiti, Kenya, Lesotho, South Sudan, Burkina Faso, Mali, Nigeria, and Ukraine could run out of life-saving HIV medications in the coming months. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cautioned that the disruption could erase 2 decades of progress in combating HIV, potentially leading to over 10 million new cases and 3 million HIV-related deaths. Beyond HIV treatment, the freeze in U.S. foreign aid initiated by President Donald Trump shortly after taking office in January has hindered efforts to control polio, malaria, and tuberculosis. Additionally, the WHO-coordinated Global Measles and Rubella Laboratory Network, which operates more than 700 sites worldwide, faces an imminent shutdown. This development coincides with a resurgence of measles in the United States. The United States has a responsibility to ensure that if it withdraws direct funding for countries, it's done in an orderly and humane way that allows them to find alternative sources of funding, Ghebreyesus stated. In Afghanistan, the funding crisis threatens 80% of WHO-supported essential healthcare services. As of March 4, 167 health facilities had already shut down due to budget constraints, and over 220 more could close by June without urgent intervention. The U.S. government's decision to withdraw from WHO has intensified financial strain on the agency, which typically receives about 20% of its annual funding from the United States. The agency announced plans to reduce its emergency operations funding target for the 2026-2027 period from $1.2 billion to $872 million.